Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Relationships 360 Degrees. I am Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships with the help of expert guests. And I want to say, before I introduce tonight's guest, I want to give a little bit of background for the show. Some of my thoughts is that, growing up, most of us were taught to believe that one day we'd find our princess or our knight in shining armor or our soulmate, and, that we would get married, have kids, and live happily ever after. But this is not the case for many couples today. Nearly half of couples or nearly half of marriages are ending in divorce. And I believe, part of the picture is because marriage is nothing like the fairy tale stories that we were brought up to believe. And tonight, Dr. Victoria Fleming, a licensed clinical professional counselor, researcher in the area of personal relationships, and author of the new book, You Complete Me and Other Myths That Destroy Happily Ever After, and myself will help to debunk tonight the lies that we've been told about life after hopping the broom, while sharing the brutal truths about marriage and how, despite these harsh realities, how you can avoid becoming a divorce statistic and have a long-lasting and fulfilling, happy marriage. It's good to have you on Relationships 360 Degrees, Dr. Fleming, or should I call you Victoria?
Please call me Victoria. That's fine, Tiffany. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, you have a website for your book, and again, the name of it is You Complete Me and Other Myths That Destroy Happily Ever After. Tell us what that is, what your website is, and give us a brief overview of what listeners will find in the book.
Well, the website is mythsaboutmarriage.com. And actually, if you just Google You Complete Me, the book comes right up. It's sort of everywhere on the internet, which is really fun. It's really fun to see. And it's really rewarding because my whole point in writing the book was to get the message out to as many people as I could. This is a book that just really needed to be written, mostly because people, and, I think your introduction is so perfect, most people are so disappointed in their relationships, right? They're frustrated that the marriage or the relationship isn't going the way they thought it would. And I really set out to help people. I'm an educator at heart. I believe that people have the capacity for growth and change, but they have to be introduced to new ideas about themselves in a way that doesn't trigger, the defensiveness that sometimes can crop up. And so many self-help books are so preachy. I mean, Tiffany, do you find this with a lot of self-help books?
Definitely.
They're a little preachy. They're a little shoulda, wouldas, right? This is what you should do. This is what you should feel. And I wanted to write a book that wasn't preachy, but that would really get the information out there in a way that, number one, is easy to read. I personally have no patience for poorly written books, so it had to flow. So I had to write a book that was going to flow, a book that's really packed with good information and lots of different points, and a book that could get people thinking about themselves in a new way, in a way that would really allow them to explore certain aspects of themselves that they don't even know might be at the root of the issues in the relationship.
Well, you certainly said a mouthful. I'm sure it's a fantastic read. And one of our listeners is going to get an opportunity to read an autograph copy. You have decided to give away a copy of the book to a listener that goes out to relationships360.com, enters their name and email address for the chance to win a copy of the book. The Relationships 360 Marketing Team is going to choose that listener who will receive an autographed copy of Dr. Victoria Fleming's book. Again, it's called You Complete Me and Other Myths That Destroy Happily Ever After. And I'm going to give you guys until the end of this month, the end of June, to go out to, again, relationships360.com, enter your name and email address so you can be in the running for that book. And Dr. Fleming, if our listeners want to go out and buy a copy of the book for themselves or, you know, someone else, maybe another married couple that they know, or, you know, maybe a couple that is contemplating marriage and they want to give it as a gift, where can they purchase the book?
They can go right out online to Amazon.com. They could also go to their local Barnes & Noble. Or they could, if they go to our website, themythsaboutmarriage.com, I think we have some of the retail links out there as well.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. So let's get some more into this. Again, your book is absolutely perfect for tonight's topic. What is the fairy tale of marriage for most people, you think?
I think the fairy tale is that the goal is to be married, right? If you actually look at the sort of classic fairy tales, right, Cinderella, The Little Mermaid, those fairy tales end with a wedding. And frankly, a whole lot of assumptions about what's going to happen after the wedding, when really the wedding, the marriage, is the beginning. And so I think at the root of the fairy tale is that the marriage is the goal.
That's very, very interesting because on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, you guys might notice if you came into the chat room through the Blog Talk Radio page link, there's a picture of a wedding cake, and it has a couple on top of the cake, and I believe there's a castle as well, you know, like you would see, you know, in those fairy tales. So definitely, you know, even, you know, cake makers are playing, you know, into this whole, you know, fairy tale idea of marriage, you know, after the wedding, that the marriage after the wedding is going to be a fairy tale, you know, as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
what does,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, what that does, Tiffany, is so much of the focus, once there's an engagement in place, it's almost like the relationship goes completely on the back burner and all focus goes to the wedding. And if you look at TV shows, and I love these shows too, the dress shows and the cake shows and all of the have the fairy tale wedding shows, they're all wonderful because truly a wedding should be the ultimate celebration. It should be the happiest day of your life. The issue is that people forget that the wedding shouldn't be the goal. The wedding is just a step. It's an affirmation, and the goal is to have a happy marriage. So people really sort of take their eye off the prize. They take their eye off the main important piece, which is the relationship, right when they really need to be focusing the most on it.
So you mentioned that, you know, the wedding is the fairy tale, and then after that, then, you know, we expect for the fairy tale to continue, you know, in marriage as well, that you believe that one of the biggest myths is that, you know, marriage, you know, is one of the biggest myths is that marriage is the end-all be-all to, you know, living happily ever after. You know, so if it's not, you know, what is, I don't know, what is living happily ever after?
Well, I think
if marriage is not, if, you know, the wedding is not, you know, what are the alternatives?
Well, ultimately, I think it is the marriage. I mean, truly, being in the right relationship or the right marriage with the right person, there's just nothing better than that. I mean, I often say, you know, if your marriage is not your greatest asset, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a big fan of marriage, and I'm a big believer that a marriage can be a great marriage. And I think a lot of people sort of, they just don't quite have that vision. They think that they sort of settle into something that's not great, that's pretty mediocre. And if they had been really paying attention, they probably could have predicted that before the ceremony. And I think that's really pretty heartbreaking for people, and it's what leads to a lot of the real disappointment and frustration with their spouse.
So how are people, like, settling in these marriages? I mean, they start out with the ideal of the way, you know, it's supposed to be. So, you know, how do people, you know, end up, you know, in these marriages where